Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is away today. Good morning, the 19th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What day is it today besides being Wednesday?
It's Devil's Food Cake Day.
Devil's Food. I don't. What is that? Never mind. Don't tell me.
Red cake.
Huh?
Red cake.
Oh, red cake. Oh. Okay. So what's... Oh, angel food. Is that kind of a round, porous...
Yeah.
Sticks in your mouth kind of stuff.
I think that's the stuff they use for, like, strawberry shortcake or something. Or maybe that's something else. I don't know.
Well, you and I talking baking. I mean, there's a couple of experts right there. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 55 degrees, and today's going to be sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 76, a low of 45. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 71, a low of 46. Friday, we have a slight chance of showers, becoming partly cloudy Friday night with a high of 75, a low of 49. And Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, partly cloudy Saturday night with a high of 78 and a low of 52.
That's it. You know, there's no transition. Like, and that's the weather, Carl.
And that's the weather, Carl.
Okay. Thanks, Jared. Partly cloudy. Oh, 20% chance of showers on Friday, huh? Yeah. We'll see. Good. Hey, look, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Business out of Anderson. I've been around for over 20 years. The propane's the same everywhere. It's the customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has great, outstanding customer service. You can give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And if it's Wednesday, it must be Robert Burke.
Yes.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
How are you?
You know I've got to ask.
About what?
You have a new look every time you come in here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new look.
Yes, it is. You would have seen it last week, but
wow,
how it's pushed.
I'm talking about Robert's hair color. And it's just, you know, I like it.
Thank you.
I really do. You know, I'm sitting there going... Wow, that's cool. That's different. It's cool.
Thanks.
Okay. Missed you last week. And thank you for being flexible. But
no problem.
I had a guest that had to come on at, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Okay. Hey, so what's happening in our movie worlds now?
So in the movie world, there's a lot of effort and a lot of push from the movie studios to get movie theaters themselves back up and running to the way they were pre-pandemic. Of course, it's going to be a long battle. It's probably going to take well over 3 or 4 years to try to get back to what we once had. But in an effort to do so...
Why do you think it's going to take that long, Robert?
I think it'll take that long because it's just people have gotten so used to not going to the movie theaters that... People are not accustomed to the idea of having to leave their homes in order to see a big movie. I think a lot of people are thinking about new movies coming out on Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and thinking that that's enough for them. But I think that as more movies are coming out over the next 3 years with a diverse wide range of interests, I think that people will start to get pushed back into the movie theaters. So...
Okay. You know, Dr. Fauci said we could unmask this week.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think he said. It's never clear. He said, go into places where there's people. You don't have to be masked, which kind of tells me that theaters ought to be just be able to open up 100% right now.
They should be pretty close. As of right now, our Reading Theater is still at 25% capacity, but seeing as the economy is fully reopening on June 15th, we will see 100% capacity and possibly even a higher capacity than 25% before we reach that June 15th date. I believe that if it's similar to the way that restaurants do it, that it's, you know, if we go down into orange tier, then it would be a 50% capacity in the movie theater. But I'm not entirely sure about that. So,
well, you know what? If they went back to 100% capacity tomorrow, nobody'd say anything.
No. No, they wouldn't.
You know, the ones we have here in town. Let's just open up. Nobody'd say a word except, yay!
Yeah.
I wonder why. Oh, because they're a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And usually chains are, they're more,
have to follow.
More hesitant to, stand up into authority because they have more to lose.
Right.
But still. Anyway, okay.
So there are a lot of movies in theaters right now, and I was thinking that I could go over just generally what's in theaters right now, what to keep an eye out for, and what might be coming out this weekend. So,
and then I have a controversy going on. How long can you stay today?
I can stay until 7:15.
Oh, well, you better go over
there. Or until the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of the big movies in theaters right now that it was the number one box office, it made $8.7 million last weekend, is there's a new Saw movie out. But it is a Saw movie that is starting a new series, genre, kind of Saw
movies.
A new
storyline?
Yeah. It's called Spiral. And it has Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson, and it follows Chris Rock. He's this detective that's trying to investigate these series of crimes.
Those are kind of big names to be in a Saw movie.
I know. They're trying to revitalize.
Is it going
to
be like a comedy?
What it has. It is a very violent horror movie. I've seen it.
Oh.
And it's actually, for a Saw movie, it's pretty good. It's if you understand what a Saw movie is and you go in expecting a Saw movie, I don't think it'll be, I think that you might enjoy it, because I went in knowing full well what I was getting into, and I did not think it was bad. The other big movie in theaters right now, not big, but, you know, biggest in comparison, is Wrath of Man, which is the Guy Ritchie movie that did pretty well on its opening weekend and has since fizzled out a little bit. But I've also seen that one, and I would say a very similar thing to the Saw movie in the way that if you understand what you're going into when seeing Wrath of Man, you'll probably enjoy it. The other one, this one is an interesting one. Army of the Dead is in movie theaters right now. And this one is directed by Zack Snyder, who did Justice League and the 300 movies. And Army of the Dead takes place following a zombie outbreak that has left Las Vegas in ruins and walled off the rest of the world. So it's a zombie survival movie. It's 2.5 hours. What's interesting about it?
2.5 hours
of a
zombie.
It's very long.
A zombie survival. You know what? Frankly, I have a soft spot in my heart for zombie survival movies.
Yeah. They're very basic, but they're very entertaining. What's interesting about this one is that it is a Netflix release, which Netflix releases never come out in theaters like this. It drops on Netflix on Friday. But before that, it came to Cinemark Theaters and is going to be showing in Cinemark Theaters for a week. I believe on Friday that it won't be showing anymore. I'm going to double check that right now. Oh, no, it still will be showing on Friday. But it's the first time that Cinemark or any big theater chain has agreed to show a Netflix movie without needing a theater window. So it's kind of shocking and kind of strange. But considering the world that we're living in, it's hard to say that it's unprecedented just because there's been so many crazy things happening.
When the number one movie in America makes $8 million and it's Saw, I think you said.
Yeah.
$8
million. Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
No, it is.
I mean, that's nothing.
Even for a Saw movie, the lowest Saw movie opening weekend before that was $22
million. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, and then you got Chris Rock and Samuel Johnson in. I mean, you know, Samuel Johnson, which he was in every movie that I've ever seen, it appeared, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Every movie, from The Alamo to, to Pretty in Pink. I think he's been in every movie
That
mm-hmm. ever been made. And Chris Rock, who is, and it's not, a, it's nothing kind of like a satire. This is hardcore, we're going after the bad guy thing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one in theaters that was sort of big, had a disappointing opening weekend, but people have been talking about it, is Those Who Wish Me Dead, which stars Angelina Jolie and Nicholas
Holt. I saw the trailer on that, mm-hmm. and that looked like it could be intriguing. So is this going to be one that doesn't come to the streaming services for 6 months?
It will not be, because it was released under, what's the studio? I'm forgetting it. HBO Max, that's Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is doing their, having movies open in theaters and on HBO Max the same day.
They've been
doing that for a bit.
So it'll be on HBO Max.
Yeah, it is on HBO
Max. I thought I saw that. That's probably where I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have seen this one. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Okay.
But I would say, if it intrigued you, I would say, take a chance and watch it.
It's kind of free. It's on HBO.
If it's on, if you have HBO Max, you're not losing anything by watching it.
Don't go pay $7 a ticket, but watch it on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Hey, buddy, I don't want you to be late for school, so I'm 16 in the morning. So how's school going now that it's fully open?
It's good. It's good. It's tiring, for sure, but it's
having
good.
Withdrawal symptoms from being able to
sit there
in an easy chair and sip a Coke or something like that while you're having class.
And sleep in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That I have noticed that over the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah.
And, Robert, I know you have to push yourself, so you can get here in time and then go to school, but we always enjoy having you here, son.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil has been in our community since 1967. SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport, has been supporting our community, and not just in getting the job done, which they do so well, but they support our community in so many fundraisers for, events that happen for veterans, for people that need help, for animals, and Haven Humane. They do so many things, and the reason they do it is they care about our community. And one of the ways that they care is they want to remind people to make sure that you're ready for this fire season. Have defensible space. Have your important papers and documents, maybe even photos. Maybe you can download them on C drive or on thumb drives. Have your medications, your prescriptions all in one spot, so if you did have to leave, you can pick it all up and get out of the house and get to safety. SST Oil is on the front line with our firefighters. They're delivering the oil, the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel it takes to fight these fires. SST Oil, always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned company. Always looking for drivers. Give them a call at 241-1167, and you drive for SST Oil. You don't have to spend nights away. Give them a call, 241-1167. We'll be right back after these messages.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
I'm a real old, I'll be there.
tickets, 15 each, or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, it's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's where the chat room is. Hop in there and, you know, put pithy comments on the chat room page. Get into arguments among yourselves. I learned so much from the chat room page. You know, in fact, somebody has offered me, I don't know if he's listening, so if I can sneak in a comment, because he says if I don't mention a certain story in people for a week, rest of the week, today's Wednesday, he's bringing me a single barrel bottle of Jack on Tuesday. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, because you know what? Yesterday, talking about this thing, somebody said, why don't we just have a mud wrestling contest? Are you here with me, buddy? Yeah, you are. A mud wrestling contest to settle this. And then somebody sent me a photo of the participants in bikinis. So I put that on Facebook yesterday. A lot of cool comments, I tell you. And I wish I could talk about it, but I said I wouldn't. But I'm not talking about it. I'm not mentioning names. So people weren't here yesterday, maybe not know about it. But I put that on there with comments about, let's just settle this at the Civic. All proceeds go to a great charity. And best 2 out of 3. So we'll see. There's, you know, do you ever read headlines and you wonder, oh, but if you only read the headline of a story, that's not what the story's about. or it gives a total misrepresentation of what's happening. And let's go to the Record Searchlight. I know they very rarely ever do things like this. Reading police officer planned to sue city before arrest, attorneys say. Okay, I may have to take that back because that's because it says attorneys say. All right, but you know when it hits that, it kind of makes you think, oh, somebody's going to sue the city and they arrested him to silence him. Well, if you remember, there's a Reading police corporal by the name of Will Williams. May have been an act of retaliation for his plans to file a discrimination lawsuit against the city, two attorneys say. You remember Will Williams was arrested he was arrested and charged, formally charged, and he and his wife, for maintaining a drug house and possessing marijuana for sale. You know, $54,000, guns, marijuana. And that's what he was arrested for. And this, it kind of seems like it's hard to hide that much marijuana, but it's being done. Anyway, so the city attorney and the DA said the claims of retaliation are untrue, not go into further detail. The other three officers who went forward with the suit against the city, according to court records. Williams was not a plaintiff in this case. It's unclear if he still plans to file suit for himself. But this thing is, it was about this age discrimination lawsuit. The three officers had sued the city in. And it goes through and has all these comments by the lawyers, but really the city's not commenting at all because I don't think they can. But the bottom line on this is, so they all sued for age discrimination. So did they win? I mean, those cases went to court, the other three, and it appears that they didn't. I'm not mentioning names or anything like that, but it said then at the lawsuit was settled in February, according to court documents. Two of them retired from the RPD while one resigned. Of course, it doesn't say that they didn't get any money either. So it's interesting. But the thing about it is that to think that the city, and it's more than the city, I think the state's involved in this thing too, went after Mr. Williams based on the fact that he was suing the city and the other three he was going to sue the city and the others did. Kind of indicates that perhaps not everything in the trial and the headlines is true. We'll see. We have to let it go. We have to let it see what happens with this. I'm interested though to see if interested to know what the settlement was with the three, and it was based on age discrimination. Said they'd sued the city for age discrimination. And he was carried out in a way to try to embarrass Mr. Williams and hurt his ability to pursue an age discrimination case. That his lawyer said they used the warehouse raid in part to confiscate stuff. I think raids do that. Anyway, we'll see what happens here if Mr. Williams is innocent. He'll be found innocent in court. And then he can go forward with his with a lawsuit for that if he's found innocent. If he's not found innocent, I imagine. Well, I guess he could still go forward with an age discrimination suit if he's found guilty for felonies or something like this, because one does not negate the other. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Black Lives Matter came out again with a statement. It's kind of really quite interesting, I think, that we need to talk about. And there's a few other things, too, including Kamala Harris. I love talking about the vice president. If there's ever a story about her, you have to kind of really reach deep to find one. But every so often, there's one. So we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number is having a huge sale right now, Memorial Day sale. But why should you buy a Sleep Number bed. Yeah, we have a Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. We have a smart bed. We're able to adjust it so the bed comes up so you can kind of give you back support if you're reading or watching TV. We've never slept better than on our Sleep Number beds. We've had now for close to 7 years. But people who get quality sleep have more energy, more muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. Good quality sleep positively affects emotional well-being. Some of the things you can do to have a better night's sleep, of course, is be hydrated. Drink a glass of water before you go to bed. Limit your caffeine intake. Limit alcohol. Keep your temperature of your bedroom to around 65. That means your body doesn't absorb or give off heat. It's like the perfect balance. And because proven quality sleep does work, during our Memorial Day sale, the Sleep Number save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Exclusive offers also available for military members. So, military members, I'm not sure if that means veterans too, but you know, you ought to check it out. Exclusive offers for military members only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center or on sleepnumber.com. You much prefer to go over to the store and try out the variety of beds they have there. I know you're going to find one that you like. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred. Full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. What a great day it's going to be. It's going to be sunny. The temperature right now, of course, is 57. Maybe Friday we may be having some rain. You know, it's kind of, you know, you just wish we could have rain. If you've gone out and looked at Lake Shasta, the water's down. But the opportunity is still there. Even when the water's down, there's still like 300 or 400 feet of water in the lake itself. It just makes it a little more challenging for the boat operators to get their boats in the water, but they can do it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, started around 11 years ago. John Bastiani has, even through all of this, has managed to keep some guns on the shelf, ammo coming through, being able to work on firearms during the off seasons to make sure you're ready for when hunting season starts, or if you're a competitive shooter, to make sure that it gives you this, that little bit of edge. As John Bastiani is just an outstanding gunsmith. The only place we buy our guns is at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. Set up an appointment there so you can see John and get a chance to learn about firearms. If you're new to firearms and shooting, go in and talk to John. He is truly an expert on it. The Black Lives Matter, you know, it's a series of groups across the United States, but the main group, which has run into a lot of news lately, because one of the co-founders has bought, $4.5 million worth of real estate, and she has said it's because real estate is racist and white dominated, and she went on about that. So I guess this is her way of striking back at it by buying $4.5 million of real estate. But the Black Lives Matter declared that they are in solidarity with the Palestinians Monday, and said Black Lives Matter stands in solidarity with Palestinians. The group tweeted, "We are a movement committed to ending settler colonialism in all forms, and will continue to advocate for Palestinian liberation. Always have and always will be." I find that interesting. So when you stand with the Palestinians, it also means you're standing with Hamas. They didn't single out Hamas as, well, you know, we don't believe in terrorism, we don't believe in attacks on the Israeli people or the Israeli government. They didn't say that, which I find really interesting, the fact that they are standing in solidarity, are people that support Black Lives Matter. Do you support terrorism and Hamas? You have to remember when this thing started, it started over riots over a mosque and an area that is holy to both the Palestinians and Jews, or Muslims and Jews there. There were weapons in the mosque. The Israeli Self-Defense Force, cleared the area. And then Hamas started shooting rockets, 1,000 rockets, into Israel. But Israel has something called the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome was able to knock down many of the rockets, but still, they came in to Israel, killing people. Yeah, men, women, and children. The 20% of the rockets Hamas fired didn't even make it into Israel and killed Palestinians. The Israeli Self-Defense Force and Israeli government struck back, and they struck back hard. you have to picture this, is that, you know, it's been relatively peaceful there the last 4 years. I'm not mentioning why. There have been peace accords where several Middle Eastern countries have opened up the diplomatic relations with Israel under the last administration. And then, what, 100 days or over 100 days into this administration, all of a sudden we've got rockets flying. We have the Israeli Air Force and Army moving into Palestinian area. And, yeah, there's people being killed on the Palestinian side, absolutely. But where are we now? What has Mr. Biden gotten into? He has said, he did say that Israel has the right for self-defense. And at the same time, many aspects of his party, many, you know, there's a group in his party that says that Israel, you know, we should stop shipping arms, we should stop sending money, we should stop sending any type of support to Israel because they are obviously aggressors and that the poor Palestinians have been treated unfairly. I find this interesting that you can start a fight and then when you have your nose bloodied, as you will, and that the rockets continue to fly from the Palestinians, that the we have, instead of looking at a way of saying, okay, let's find a way to have a ceasefire here and get this thing worked out, it's not happening. What is Mr. Biden doing, President Biden doing, to try and end this? Or does he even want to end this? How much, but you know, Palestinians, it's such an interesting problem they have there. Are the Israelis doing everything right? Nah, of course not. They're a government. They're a bureaucracy. However, you have to remember where Israel came from. It came from people who had been slaughtered in Europe that were managed to get back to Israel. And in 1948, the country was formed, surrounded by people that wanted to kill them, and in many cases still want to. Now, this is you would think that after all these years, and as you know, as high up on the food chain as everybody is, we'd be able to settle something like this. How much sway does President Biden in the United States have with Israel or the Palestinians? How much sway does anybody have with Hamas except the Iranians? Kamala Harris was appointed by Joe Biden over 56 days ago to be in charge of the border crisis. Now, of course, the rockets flying, the gas crisis, because somebody hacked into a pipeline. And, of course, you know, pipelines are the most effective way of moving gas and oil, which is why Mr. Biden stopped the Keystone pipeline. We don't want to have effectiveness in transporting of those carbon fuels. Of course, then you had the photos of people causing the gas shortage. My favorite, of course, is people filling up. Have you seen that, Jared? Filling up plastic bags with gasoline.
That's so dumb.
Did you see that?
I did.
Plastic bags with gasoline. I just don't think that's going to work. But then another favorite was these two people that were filling up like 10-gallon gas cans and stacking them in the back of their SUV. So, you know, I think when I counted them, he was filling one, and they had two more on the ground and something like six of them already in the car. So these are people that are helping to cause the shortage. And I think it's back online now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the gas prices are going up dramatically. Again, 8 cents in a week nationwide average. 8 cents in 1 week. Of course, California, because we are special here, our gas prices are well over $4 in a lot of areas. Well over $4, or in the high threes in other areas. I don't know of any place around here that you can get gas, I could be wrong, for $3.50, $3.50, or even 60 cents a gallon. I think they're all more than that. Today's the 19th of May, 7:44 in the morning. It's 57 degrees up there. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. The thing about a community bank is they care about that community. They care about it. They have they don't have people in New York or Oklahoma or Colorado telling them how to run their bank, or Sacramento even. Cornerstone Community Bank is run by people right here in our community. The board of directors is local. The management's local. Three branches, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street right down here in downtown Redding, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Experience how they move local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Ricker, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier, and
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. We're calling in the bot. 7:49 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 19th of May. 58 degrees out there. Beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better known business. Jeff's been in this business for decades. If anybody knows more about fixing a windshield and fixing it professionally and correctly, they don't exist, in my opinion. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety. He gets it repaired the proper way, the Crackmaster way, and he guarantees his work, whether it's a chip or a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. Go down there, get a free consultation. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Or give them a call at 241-8373. After I got into the lead-in about Kamala Harris, I neglected to say the reason I let it in is since she's been put in charge of the border 56 days ago, she has yet to have a press conference. She has yet, I think, to visit the border. I could be wrong about that, but it was, you know, she's been to Venezuela and other places. She's been to Canada. Why 56 days without a press conference asking? I mean, it's not getting any better down there. It's just that the media has shifted their focus away from there. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. A couple things. First off, regarding the Hamas and the Israel conflict that's going on, I think we can learn a little bit from the Israelis because, you know, when they bomb something, they don't mess around. They implode it.
They finish the job.
Yes, I think we can learn a little from that. But another thing is this disingenuous narrative that's been going around from Biden and his group regarding he came out the last week or the week before stating that they've created 2 million new jobs. That is a flat lie. Because if you look at the numbers, and I don't know the exact numbers, so I'll just use numbers for just to make a point. Say there was 100 million people in the workforce having jobs when the pandemic hit. He has not created a new job until you get 100 million and one.
Oh, no, I know that.
But they're going around saying that they have created 2 million new jobs and the economy is booming. That's a false narrative. He has not created a new job.
The fact is that they continue to push the narrative, which is totally untrue, that people on unemployment, the additional money being paid to unemployed people on unemployment and extended unemployment benefits has nothing to do with the fact that people can't find workers. That narrative also is false. Anybody with common sense would see that one. Thank you. And, you know, the other things, too, is that, you know, how they're going to build all these millions of jobs over the next decade and all this. If you look at it, if you go to, you know, to nonpartisan offices that say, well, that's not true because the economy without your, you know, without your solar or green energy stuff was going to they're going to have 19 million new jobs. 17 million were going to be there anyway.
Well, so, the other thing is, I don't know the gal's name and what her position is, but she was a kind of a blonde-haired lady coming out saying that the interruption on the Colonial Pipeline was actually a good thing because it's going to make people buy more electric cars.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And she has a multi-million dollar portfolio of stocks in the companies that make the electric car batteries. Where is the media? Can you imagine? I mean, Trump Jr. crossed his eyes the wrong way, and it was a conflict of interest, and they're going after the entire family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's clear that the media made up their minds who they wanted to be president, and they didn't care who. Frankly, they did not care who.
Carl, I got a question for you.
Anybody but Trump. Okay. I'll try
to answer. Is our general populace this stupid?
No.
I don't understand how this stuff happens. Are we really that stupid?
No. The vast majority of people aren't. But see, there lies the problem. The New York Times, when Trump won back in 2016, they said, and it was probably one of the most, open statements they ever made, was, we had no idea he was going to win. We have lost contact. We have lost what it takes to learn what Americans think. We are spending too much time on the East Coast and in our cocoons. And it was absolutely true. So what did they do? Did they branch out? Did they open up? No, they redoubled down their effort and stayed inside their cocoons. And the media decided, we don't want Trump. We don't like him saying the stories we're saying are false, even if they were false.
It wasn't that they didn't like him. They were afraid of him.
Afraid, but fear breeds hatred. So there's the hatred. And because they were afraid. They were afraid of the American people. They still are. You know, they're still trying to, they're still attacking those who believe in freedom, who believe in their rights, who believe in the Constitution. They are still attacking. The problem is that they've been very successful, and I think the Democrats and probably the Republicans also, they've been very, very successful in dividing us into groups.
Well, it's just like, you look at these stimulus packages or whatever you want to call it, infrastructure. How does some of this stuff get in there? How do we allow it? I mean, who do these people represent? Do they have no conscience?
No.
I mean, do they have
no, that was an easy answer.
Do they look themselves in the mirror in the morning, or do they have every mirror in their house broken?
No, the whole thing is power. It's got nothing to do with helping people. The whole thing is maintaining power for themselves. If we had term limits, I think that you'd see this country moving forward faster, with less of this pork, with less earmarking and all these other things, if we had term limits. Now, people say, well, elections are term limits. Well, then, but 90% of the people running get reelected. There are so many advantages for somebody that's already been elected. That's just the way it is. So term limits, that
I
think would change things.
The other day, that from the last year of Trump through now, the Federal Reserve has printed more money than money has been printed in the history of our nation. That's how far in debt we're going.
Yep. Hey, I got to run.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Hey, the last thing I wanted to talk about was Fauci said now, you know, God bless Fauci, $450,000 a year we pay him. And we've been paying him that for God knows how long. I don't know how many administrations he's been in. I think if I had been president, I would say, thank you so much. Tony, thank you so much for what you've done. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Okay, he said now, after everybody gets vaccinated, which nobody knows how many people are getting vaccinated or how many people have been vaccinated. Oh, we've given out this many approximately vaccinations. Now he says, probably within a year, boosters for the vaxxers. Now you would say to yourself, see? But if you think about it, if you do take the flu vaccine, you get one every year. So does that mean you get a flu vaccine shot? Then you get your booster vax shot. The thing is, too, is, you know, we just talked about it, the movie theaters are still at 25%. Why? Fauci said you can go into places like theaters and events, and you don't even have to be masked. They're open. What's the state of California doing? Newsom says June 15th. He's behind the power curve again. It's time to open this place up. It's time to open up California's economy. For every day that he keeps it shut down and keeps restrictions on, how many millions of dollars is lost in business and small businesses getting hammered. Of course, Lowe's and all the big box stores, they're still open. They've always been open. So Newsom wants to, and then make this huge announcement on June 15th, probably has something to do with all the signatures that were gathered and all this for recall. We are now officially open. Well, why wait? Why wait? Because Newsom has no idea what he's doing. Newsom doesn't run a business. Newsom has had a silver spoon in his mouth his whole life. He's related to Pelosi. You know, these families that run California, exceptions being Reagan and Schwarzenegger, and we're still trying to figure out what he did, a recall. The recall is coming. And so he's giving out money, billions of dollars. And now he wants to open the economy on June 15th with a huge announcement. Okay, let's take a break for the news. When we come back, Sheriff Eric McGreen is joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump calls it another example of partisan unfairness, a reference to the Democrats' proposed commission to investigate the U.S. Capitol riot. Mr. Trump says unless the murders, riots, and firebombings in Portland, Minneapolis, Seattle, Chicago, and New York are also going to be studied, this discussion should be ended immediately. The New York Attorney General's office conducting a criminal investigation of former President Trump's business empire, expanding what was a civil probe.
The state attorney general's disclosure of a widening investigation is not necessarily an indication they plan to bring criminal charges. In New York, if that were to happen, the AG can do so through a county district attorney like the one in Manhattan that's already been conducting a criminal investigation for 2 years, or with a referral from the governor or a state agency.
Correspondent Julie Walker. President Biden has spoken again with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about the ongoing fighting between Israel and Hamas. In their latest phone call, the president told the Israeli leader that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. And the president about to address Coast Guard Academy graduates.
This will be Mr. Biden's first commencement address to a military service academy as commander-in-chief. However, it will be the second time he has addressed a graduating class at the academy in New London, Connecticut. He served as the keynote speaker back in 2013 while serving as vice president. It's custom for presidents to deliver commencement speeches to the U.S. military academies on a rotating schedule.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The president's Supreme Court commission holding its first public meeting today. Among other things, a panel is studying packing the high court. Wall Street, the sell-off continues with the Dow down 475 points, the NASDAQ 130 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Effective today, France is easing coronavirus restrictions, a French finance minister saying it's a symbolic step in the country's economic recovery. The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Paris.
There are lots of people very excited about the return of social life in France. One young woman in Paris fizzed with anticipation at the prospect of a drink on a cafe terrace. Another has taken a day off work in order to sit through three screenings at her local cinema back to back. After months of closures, bars and restaurants can again welcome customers onto their terraces, and non-essential shops can reopen, along with cinemas, theatres and museums.
Taxi drivers starved for customers, weddings suddenly cancelled, schools are closed across much of Asia, the coronavirus making a resurgence in countries where it had seemed to be well under control, the resurgence a reminder that the virus remains resilient. News and analysis at townhall.com.
There's word today of another auto recall.
Kia is recalling more than 440,000 vehicles in the U.S. for a second time to fix a problem that can cause engine fires. The automaker is also telling owners to park them outdoors and away from structures because fires could happen when the engines aren't running. The recall covers certain Optima sedans from 2013 through 2015 and Sorento SUVs from 2014 and 2015. Keith Peters reporting.
Business has been booming at Target lately. The retailer says sales and profits surged in the latest quarter as Americans emerged from the pandemic eager to spend. Sales at stores open at least a year rose 18%. That follows a 6.9% increase in the previous quarter. Online sales soared 50% after rocketing 118% in the prior quarter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. And I just, you know, I think that's amusing. Linda just rolls on the floor laughing about this. So I'm not sure when people say it sucks, is that, you know. She believes that. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 19th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and you can get into our chat room there. A lot of comments going on there in the chat room. Gosh, what's the weather look like, Jared?
Sorry, I totally forgot I had to do that. It's currently 57 degrees.
Would you
degrees.
Like me to do that, too?
No,
I've got
I can
it right
do
here.
It. It's currently 57 degrees.
After that huge mistake you made on devil food cake.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a correction.
That. Okay, we'll fix that after the weather.
Okay. So currently 57 degrees. Today is going to be sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 76, a low of 45. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny and clear with a high of 71 and a low of 46. On Friday, we have a slight chance of showers, 20%.
Can we ring the bell on that for showers?
I know.
Okay.
Becoming partly cloudy Friday night with a high of 75, a low of 49, and on Saturday it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 52.
Okay, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, in front of everybody, hundreds of thousands of listeners, tell them what the mistake you made.
I thought devil's food cake was red velvet cake. So I was incorrect. I said it was red cake. It's not. It's actually just very, very chocolatey cake.
There you go.
Sinful.
Sinful. Is that what? Oh, because it's so rich. All right. Hey, before we get started, I have $10 of Black Bear Diner bucks. I will give away to the first caller, 605-4567, if you want $10 Black Bear Diner bucks. It's a good deal. Black Bear Diner's open. I'm sitting here with Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Good morning.
You know what? The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard would like to thank you again for how well that you treated them while they were here.
That was a good time.
That
was a lot of fun.
We went out on the river and with your River Patrol boats, learned a lot about the River Patrol and the things they do. And that was a great time. And then they had the opportunity to go on ride-alongs.
Yeah.
With your deputy. Oh, boy, I tell you, they came back from that. They were all fired up.
Yeah, I talked to them at the rodeo on Saturday, and they were still grinning, beaming from ear to ear. Came up, thankful for the opportunity to go on the boats. We're sharing some stories about doing the ride-along. So I didn't realize that's the last, if I heard it right, is it the last color guard in the Marines or
in the
military?
In the military, the last mounted color guard.
Wow.
In the military. So, in fact, they're thinking of even adding four more riders to it so they can handle more events. But this,
well, they said they handle 70 events a year.
Right.
That's impressive.
Meaning they have to travel from spot to spot. I mean, and they travel over the United States.
Right.
One of the things they said, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook by the NCOIC of it, was what a great time they had, that this was the number one event that they've been to, and they can't wait to come back next year.
That's awesome. That's great.
Three of the four will be back.
I was sharing yesterday with somebody that I had lunch with. It was fun for me to watch, but, you know, they're younger kids.
They're 20s.
Yeah. And so talking to them about how many years they have in, how many years they have left to go, and then I looked over to you. And I said, Carl, well, how many years do you have in? And you shared, I think it was 32, and and the rank, and their demeanor completely changed when they heard your answer. They just looked over at you. It was almost like they stood a little taller. They came to attention a little bit more firm. It was neat to see. But no, it was a good time. I was very happy to be able to do that for them. You know, working with both yourself and Gordon Baugh, it was, you know, talking to Gordon, it was, hey, we have this group here. We're honored to have them here in the North State. And they come to our rodeo, and they're going to be here on, I think they came in on Wednesday, and rodeo started on Thursday, and we're just looking for some stuff to do. So they're not just sitting around. They're not bored. They're kind of showcasing North State a little bit. And so we're reaching out to different people. And I heard him talking about that. So I just said, hey, I'd like to be able to help out. And if this is an opportunity we can give them, and one, show our appreciation, and two, give them a taste of the North State that not a lot of people get to see. I mean, this river is just a gem. It's a hidden jewel. Not a hidden. It's a jewel here in the North State. So to be able to put them on the river and go up and see the Sundial Bridge from a different perspective. And then we went up, as you know, because you were with us, we went up behind the rodeo grounds and took some pictures with their horse trailer and got to see that and got to learn about their horses and how they acquire them. So it was educational for me as well. So it was a good experience.
Well, what I was doing also was telling them, because all of them are, in fact, Sergeant Hammer, the blonde woman Marine, is getting out here soon.
Right.
And what I was, and the other three will be here next year, but they're all ending their Marine careers in the next couple of years. What I was talking about was law enforcement has openings up here, either in the Sheriff's Department or the Reading Police Department.
Right.
And that this is a great place, as you can tell. And, well, you know, they all want to, two of them want to go, you know, they do team roping and all that. I said, I'm pretty sure if you're on the Sheriff's Department, you'll have time to team rope if you did something like that, you know. But the thing was, is spreading the word to our young Marines who are all transitioning out to go do something else, is law enforcement is an honorable profession. And this is a great place to live up here. So, you know,
it really
just
is.
I just want to put the idea into their heads on something like this and coming back, because they're obviously fine young men and women.
Yeah, we just signed up here maybe a few years ago now, maybe even longer. Time flies. But it's called the PAYS program. And that program is through the U.S. Army. But it's a program that we signed up for and joined partnership with them in that we work with them as this program that offers job opportunities to people in the U.S. Army who are getting out. So it gives them, hey, this, I don't know if we go on a list, I'm not exactly sure how the Army presents it to their personnel, but basically we work with them to say, we are hiring, come to us, we'll expedite the process, we'll work with you, we'll take all of your training certificates. We'll use that to the best of our ability to assimilate you into our profession. So we actually hired somebody through that program, and we continue to be working in partnership with the U.S. Army. I don't know if the Marines have
they
anything
do.
Like that.
The Marine Corps has a transition program that lasts about a month, whether you're an officer or an enlisted.
Okay.
And, you know, a staff NCO. You know, a lot of them are getting out at age 40, 42. And, I mean, they have got plenty to offer a police department.
Yeah.
But a lot of them get out in their 20s, of course, or early 30s. The Marine Corps has this transition program. And when I talk to the RPD about it, is that it's at Camp Pendleton, and then probably take a phone call to find out what that is, to be able to maybe send somebody down there once a month. Because people are transitioning, hundreds and hundreds of transitioning every month through there. To go down there and just say, hey, look, if this is something that you're thinking about, you need to take a look at it. up here. You know, I'm so sold on Shasta County and the people in Shasta County. Yeah, we got our problems, and we got little minor problems that get big, and they seemingly are big, but they're not big. They're not big. It can be handled with a mud wrestling match.
I saw your post yesterday.
Like those photos?
Yeah.
I love our, you know, I love our listeners. They send me this, they send me things like that, and I had to, and in fact, one of the participants shared it.
Oh, really?
Shared it on his site.
Oh, my goodness.
I got called names. Not by him, though. But the thing is we need good law enforcement personnel. We can't settle. And where we used to get, just like every place else, 40, 50 people for each opening, that's dropped.
Those days are over. I mean, I know we are down, I think I was looking at the numbers. It was, going off memory right now. I'm trying to go back to our spreadsheets that I was looking at the other day. It was, I think it's 17, positions, sworn positions down. Eight of those are unfunded. But nine of them are funded and available to hire for. I was talking to Chief Schuler. I think he said, if I recall correctly, he's around 10 or 11 down. And
every time you hire somebody, there's somebody going out the door.
Well, we have a lot of attrition going on right now. We have three potential retirements here this summer. So, yeah, we have two graduating the academy. We're looking at another two up in Siskiyou. But with the retirements, you know, you're looking at a net gain of one. So that makes it very, very difficult to, because there's so many programs we want to do and things that need to be done, but we're just.
Well, I want to talk about those because there's some questions coming in about marijuana eradication programs and specific questions about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Cubitt, Estate Granite, has been working on homes and making just great changes in bathrooms and kitchens and other places in homes for over 16 years. He works in appointment only because Mike is incredibly busy. All the time because he does such great work. He did our kitchen, and I can't, you know what, it's still beautiful. People still, you know, it's been 5 years, and people still come in when they come in, and it looks brand new. He just does that kind of work. And he does special work, you know, beveling and fitting, and, you know, you can't always get that kind of great, great artistic work. But Mike Huber can do it. It's a better-known business. Like I said, he works on consultations only, and he'll give you free estimates. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Ricker, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists, working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th. And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 19th of May, hoorah, 8:21 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda's birthday is Friday, so Sheriff McGreeny knows where I'm going to be. Today.
Yes, I do. If you're smart.
If you're smart, I'll be down at Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store. I just like the people down there. Locally owned, locally operated. They can design jewelry. They can make something special for you. And then they have such a huge selection of jewelry at great prices. Four Winds Jewelry. Did somebody win the Bear Bucks?
Well, Donna won the Bear Bucks.
Donna, you can come on down here to 1326 Market Street. I'm going to give away Bear Bucks every day. $10 worth of Bear Bucks every day for the foreseeable future, if I remember. If I don't, remind me. Jared, you're my producer. Write it down. Carl, give away Bear Bucks every day. Are you nodding your head?
Yes, I will do that, Carl. Okay. I thought the thumbs up was sufficient.
Well, yeah, but you know, we're getting a glare off the when we have this window, we have a window to the world, but we're facing the sun. And when it comes in, it glares off this beautiful table made by Estate Granite. And it goes right into the production area there. And they're all in there wearing sunglasses, trying to not get glared out. So we have to pull down the shades. Okay, enough of that trivia. I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny, Shasta County Sheriff. Sheriff, let's talk marijuana. Marijuana eradication teams. Are they still out there?
So we used to have a formal team with a sergeant and deputies that was their sole mission, if you will, during marijuana season, was to go out, investigate marijuana grows, and eradicate. Due to several positions being cut, if you remember, probably 5 years ago now or better, around 5 years, 5-6 years, we had 17 sworn positions that were frozen. I use the term frozen. They're allocated but unfunded, meaning we didn't have the funding to fill the hire for them. Because of that, we had to reduce services in several areas and come back into what I'll call core services, such as patrol, investigations, things of that nature. So on the heels of that, the state legalized marijuana. for personal use. And so we saw those effects come in, which also affected the funding that we would get. We still would get federal funding. That has diminished. In fact, I just, it was a few weeks ago, signed the contract to receive funds from the federal funding source, $5,000. That's what we got.
To go after marijuana.
To go after marijuana. You can't do a whole lot with that. So,
if you get a call from somebody, a citizen in our county that says these people are growing hundreds and hundreds of plants here, and it's wrecking my life. Do you roll on that?
So what we do, and we work with the supervisors because the supervisors get a lot of those complaints as well, and they forward those on to me. Is we still do have a task force here in Shasta County, a narcotics task force. And what we're looking for is the nexus for these big grows that have what we call DTO, drug trafficking organizations. So if there's a nexus between several gardens where you have a principal subject that might be, I'll use the word managing, even though it's horrible analogy, but controlling several gardens or have a tie or a network of several gardens, then we'll investigate and go after those. So to say we turned a blind eye to it, that's not what it is. We do the best that we can with the resources we have. We're going after the big players, if you will.
And so have we had bust lately?
We have not, not here in the recent few weeks. But as we know, everything's now being planted and mm-hmm. everything's now, starting to come to fruition. So, we'll continue to look at those, prioritize them to the best of our ability and handle them to the best of our ability. To say that we turned a blind eye to it or that we don't enforce or that we're not concerned about it is erroneous. That's not the case at all. We're just trying to do the best we can with the resources and the personnel that we have.
Okay. Now, the Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 4:30, I think it is.
The question of industrial hemp.
Yes.
The difference between industrial hemp and marijuana.
Yeah, so industrial hemp, you know, it's raised for stock, for seed, for lots of different products. The law requires, I don't have all the paperwork in front of me, but I think it's 0.3% has to be 0.3% or lower than 0.3% THC content.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks, has a lot of similarities of marijuana. So, yeah, the county is going to be...
Does it look like marijuana when it's growing?
That's what I've been told.
I've not seen a picture. But Jared, are you familiar with it at all?
I am not.
Okay. Can you look that up and just kind of compare the plants for us while we're in here talking?
And so I've been told it has a lot of similar characteristics. I'm sure those that are experts in this will tell you that there are differences that they can tell. Mm-hmm. But for the layman person, it looks one and the same. It still has the odor. It still has those concerns.
Wow.
So I know the board is going to be considering whether or not to adopt some kind of local ordinance to allow it with restrictions, with setbacks, with zoning, with all of the above. The concern for me is there's other counties that have done this, and I've reached out and I've talked to those sheriffs to say, hey, has it been a seamless transition? Has it been, you know, has it increased calls for service? And the answer to that was no and yes. So no, it hasn't been a seamless transition. And yes, it has generated additional calls, where some people just don't realize that it's hemp and it's not marijuana, so they go in and they want to raid that garden or steal the product. You run into the problem of people growing marijuana or claiming that it's hemp and disguising marijuana within the hemp, so they might have a crossbreed of hemp products, you know, growing hemp, and then also in the same
somewhere in that field is a
growing
row
marijuana,
right?
Also, so
well, you know,
the only way I've been told that you can go in and differentiate is you have to have a field testing kit or send this off to the lab and have the ability to test to make sure the THC content is within the legal amounts. And so the way the law is written is that you have to send that to a lab, mm-hmm. and that can take 5 days. To get those results, but it can take a week to get that results back. Well, if someone's doing something illicit and doing something illegal, as soon as you come out and take a sample, you send that sample off and you got to wait a week, chances are, using common sense, they're going to take their product and leave. So then you come back and you return to an empty field and start
well,
over
at least
on
the field's
one.
Empty. Yep. But hemp is used for so many things. I see hemp shirts, hemp ropes. Sure. I mean, it's used for hundreds of different things.
And I know the Oregon. You hear about Oregon and how they've embraced it and the gold rush or the green rush in hemp, whatever you want to call it. Play on words, obviously, but that the product, what I've heard and what I've been told and read is that the market kind of flooded so that the big demand that was there is no longer there because there was so much of it. People up in Oregon were ripping out vineyards. They were ripping out different ag to grow hemp.
Yeah.
And so now it's saturated the market.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. The Board of Supervisors is meeting tomorrow afternoon around 4:30 to talk about having growing industrial hemp in Shasta County as opposed to marijuana. And a lot of the comments I'm getting in the chat room from people who obviously have studied this is hemp parts of hemp can be used for getting high and for designer-type drugs. However, or designer-type stuff. But the fact is it would be a huge problem for our law enforcement to try and tell the difference because you have to do field tests or have to send off the whatever the plant is to be tested.
Right. Well, and those field test machines, they're not cheap. They're $20,000 plus to just acquire one to go out. And then even after you test it, you still got to then collect that sample.
Mm-hmm.
And send it off officially to be...
Well, we've got to take a break, but I want to take this over to the next side, Sheriff. And let's talk drug cartels.
Okay.
And the impact they have on, you know, everybody's, you know, I have people I know that grow plants. I don't know if it's legal or not, but it's not a lot. It's just like for personal use, mm-hmm. or so they say. But then later on you hear things like, well, you know, I got friends coming in from Utah, you know, that kind of stuff. But still, we're not, you know, those are small backyard type guys and girls.
Right.
Cartels are so different.
Very much so.
And it also results in other things that impact in our county. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in this business since 1993, and she's broken her company into two divisions, insurance and financial advisors. Both sides, well-trained, been in the business a long time. They're there to help you get the right answers, to help you live your life in a better way, either making sure you don't worry about health insurance or homeowners insurance, or if your retirement plans are good. And right now, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call at 221-0441. For a free review and evaluation, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Winterbottom. 605-4567, phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room, you can get in there at KCNR1460.com. I am learning more about hemp and regular marijuana than I ever did before in our chat room, plus other things. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, the elite dealer for sun power. If you think about the fire seasons coming up, if you're out in PG&E country, you may lose power. It's not a surprise. In fact, it's a given. So how about not losing power by getting yourself a SunPower, SunVault battery and solar system? You can do it. You can finance it. You can get 26% federal tax credits. And when the grid goes down, you don't. You have power. For more information, call 275-5600, 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny, and we're talking about the marijuana and hemp that's going to be addressed tomorrow by the Board of Supervisors, and the amount of marijuana and how it does ruin areas. We all know the horror stories of bringing up pesticides and raticides and everything else from Mexico, which kills everything in the chain, the environmental chain, runs waterways. They divert water. They steal water to run this, to run their illegal grows. The drug cartels.
Yeah, no, it's everything as you described, the significant impact on the environment is really a huge concern as well. You know, Department of Fish and Game has staffed up what they call their WET team, their wildland enforcement team, to go out and address just those concerns. Because you do have the theft of water from some of these streams. You have everything that you just mentioned. Not to mention these DTOs or these drug trafficking organizations. You have human trafficking that often correlates with that, because they're bringing up workers, oftentimes from what we've seen, and experiences. Some of these workers are here. They have no idea where they are. They're told, you know, under threats against their family back home, that they will perform this function. They'll tend to the garden, do whatever is needed. And so that is also collateral damage, if you will, to the greater issue of this whole, these drug trafficking organizations coming into the areas. Then you have the increase in crime. We've seen it. We've experienced it. Everyone has experienced it, but we specifically have as well, where you have the conflicts. I mean, you just look at the fire that was out in Happy Valley. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago now, where it was a dispute over what we're learning is a dispute over some marijuana grow or some drug transactions where they lit the barn on fire and destroyed everything that was within that barn and attached to it. So as we enter fire season, that's a huge concern. A lot of these places, these camps, they're running off generation. Their pumps are running off generators, pumping water out of the creeks, things of that nature. So you have the fire danger that accompanies this. So it is definitely a problem. And again, I reiterate that I am not ignoring it, but it's trying to do what we can with the resources we have. Our staffing levels are extremely low. We are trying to recruit. We are, even in our jail, has put together a recruitment team, and they're working on a video to go out because their numbers are low, even in the jail. And as we've talked about before, there is a huge need for a new jail here in Shasta County. And we're working, the county, myself, we're working on a plan to try to entertain how we can facilitate building a new jail here in Shasta County, because the jail bed space that we have is completely inadequate. There's no accountability. And so, again, we are trying to hire. We've have a program where we're putting people through the academy. We're paying, yeah. And that's been our only success, is paying people, taking people from our jail who are tested, who we get to see their work ethic, their work product, their dependability, their ethics, all of that above, and put them through the academy. We have a 2 spots reserved down at Butte that we have for the next umpteen academies. And that's been our greatest success, is being able to take existing employees that we know, put them through the academy. They're loyal. They stay with us. They do a great job. And but as far as hiring laterals, getting people to come up here, people are leaving the state. We know that. But we haven't seen a huge influx in lateral transfers. Laterals meaning people that are existing officers that want to move up here and move their family and come up here and take on a job with us or any of the agencies up here. We have, for example, we had, I think the last testing, we had 16 people apply for a jail position and 3 show up. And out of those, we might get 1. So
maybe.
You know, the anti-police sentiment that's we've all seen here in this last year of defund the police movement and the other things.
But the good thing
has really
not,
hurt us.
Not here.
No. We're blessed in this community. This community supports us. But
see, people don't realize that because everything they read about it, like, you know, so if you had the personnel, you'd be out there in the field.
Absolutely.
But if it's from what it sounds like to me, if it's going after the marijuana grows, which you want to do, or you have a patrolman on the beat here in one of the largest counties, mm-hmm. in California,
right.
It appears that you've got to have a set of priorities there.
Right. We're down on our shifts. We're running 4 to 5, depending on the shift, 4 to 5 deputies and a sergeant on a shift for Valley Patrol. This county's 3,900 square miles. This is a big county. And we're struggling to keep those minimums met. So I would love to have deputies available to assign collateral assignments and to go out and have these functions. You know, I look back at staffing patterns and personnel rosters back, you know, 15, 20 years ago. We had more deputies 15, 20 years ago than we do today. We've gone backwards, and that is very difficult. So trying to manage, trying to provide the best service, with the resources and personnel that we have is a constant. We look, I would say daily. I'm in the undersheriff's office and we're looking at personnel. We're looking at numbers. We're looking at, you know, how best to allocate those resources. So it's a daily struggle.
Nick, good morning. We just got a minute, Nick.
Good morning. You know, 15 or 20 years ago when you had plenty of deputies, we still had the same old problems and they weren't addressed. And what we didn't have then was jail space. And it seems like that seems to be the last thing that the supervisors want to provide for us, especially Modi, who was a law enforcement all his life, and he couldn't see the need for. In fact, it, just 2 years ago, he didn't see the need for more jail space. So here's an idea I want to plant in your head and everybody else's head that somebody brought to my attention. It's not my idea. Why doesn't five or six of these Northern California counties go and buy, if the state won't give us, buy that fire prison in Susanville that they're shutting down and use it to transfer sentenced criminals to do their time over there, the ones that don't have to run back and forth. All the facilities are there, and that could open up a lot of jail space real quick.
Wow, Nick.
So thank you, Nick. And that's been presented before as an opportunity or idea.
I mean, like, it would be like, you know, we talk about Northern California. Why not, if everybody puts in for money there, you could put a couple of that, three, I don't know, how many people can you put in there?
I don't know their capacity. But,
I'd say at least 1,000. You know, I talked to Bruce Ross and planted that idea in his head. And you people in authority should pursue that, unless you got a better solution. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the thoughts, and I appreciate people thinking outside the box. I want a bigger jail that's going to serve the citizens of Shasta County, not something that has to be shared with all the other counties that, then you get into, well, how many beds does this county get? How many, you know, this county's only paying this much. Do they get this many beds? And then who's the ultimate governing authority?
Yeah,
then you get into.
I
would rather take that money and build a jail here.
And we got to take a break. But can we do that with the budget we have?
Not with the budget we have now, no.
Okay. So the only thing that I can see, and the three of them have failed in the past, I think because they weren't presented correctly and because there's too many things added to it. I think people would get behind building a jail. That's it.
Right.
And with enough money
to hire
the people and to build a 600-person jail, we could do that, and the cost would be a lot less. Because it's just for the jail. And I think people, and you say, hey, look, I got 600 more beds. Guess what? All those little guys been wandering around the streets. Now they're in jail waiting trials.
All right. There is a lack of accountability. We've seen that. We've discussed it. I'll reiterate it again. There is an extreme lack of accountability. And it's statewide, but we'll keep it specific to Shasta County. In Shasta County go online. Look online. Click on the link. Look at the people that are in custody and look at the charges they're in for. It's a mini prison.
It is. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here. 8:47 in the morning. It's 57 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business. Give them a call. 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went to yesterday. It was a great event. Tim cut my hair. They have Tim and Logan in there, both of them. I go back and forth on Tim and Logan there because I don't want to, like, pick sides because they both give me great haircuts. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 because they work on appointments only. They're falling under all these kind of weird things, but they aren't, like, busting you if you forget your mask. So, 8:48 in the morning, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I fall off my chair and I wanna KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's Wednesday, the 19th of May, 8:52 in the morning. If you are going to the emergency room, you have a right to say which emergency room. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? I know the people in there. They are super. Not only that, they are super competent. The one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rated their emergency care 4 out of 5 stars. You get a choice. Did you know that? If you're going to Amherst, probably may not be thinking of it right then. But if you are, say, Shasta Regional Medical Center, please. Healing starts here. I'm not sure that was a good read, but I would. I'd go there. I'd go there first. I know Taggart and the gang down there. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGree, Shasta County Sheriff. We talked marijuana. We talked about the hemp issue. We talked about cartels being in here. We've talked about the huge problem, and which is just the same as the Reading Police Department, in getting good candidates to sign up for the police department. And you don't want to take...
And we don't want to lower standards.
Yeah, I mean, just good enough. Yeah. You know. Because one of the problems RPD told me was even after they get them through post, mm-hmm. when they come back here and have to ride for a year or longer, because you want to find out if they are temporarily suited, he says, you only keep like 40%. Of the ones. I don't know what your averages are, but
yeah, so,
that sounds about right.
Yeah, and there's so much that goes into hiring somebody. And I don't know if we've talked about it on the show before, or if your listeners have heard it before, but you have an extensive background. We're looking at credit. We're looking at social media. We're talking to neighbors. We're talking to former employers, landlords, all the above. In addition to that, you know, we're looking at, there's a psychological test. There's a medical examination. There's just several steps to vet these people out to make sure we're getting the best qualified applicant. And then, as you said, the post, which for people that don't know, that's the police academy that they have to attend. That's up to 6 months now. I mean, when I went, it wasn't that long. They keep adding more and more information. Our legislatures keep mandating more and more training that's required to becoming a police officer, which is fine. And so we send them through that academy, and that takes. So by the time we do that background, we do that hiring, you're looking at 3-4 months to get all that done, to get a drug screen back, to get a medical examination, to get a psych, do all that stuff. All that lines up. That takes time. Then we say, congratulations, Carl, we would love to send you to the police academy. Please come join our team. You say yes. We shake hands. We send you down. You're 6 months down at this academy.
Where's this academy at?
At Butte, College of the Redwoods.
So you could drive back on the weekend.
You could, but we're paying per diem. We're paying for – we have an apartment that we keep down there, and we have it furnished. So anyway, there's that six-month window. Then once they graduate the police academy, it's not here's the keys to the car, here's your book of do's and don'ts. Now you're assigned to a senior officer or a field training officer, and it's a field training program that can take up to 18 to 20 weeks where you're riding. You're not functional as a solo officer yet. You're riding with a senior deputy or senior officer, and there's several. You rotate through. It's not just one because you got to learn different styles, different mm-hmm. tactics, techniques. So that training program is another, we'll just round up and call it 20 weeks, 5 months or 4 months. Yeah, 5 months. And so now, once they pass that, then we say, here's the keys to the car. You are now a solo deputy officer that's going out handling calls, serving the community. Then starts a year probationary period. So in that year, we're constantly evaluating. We're doing evals. We do a six-month eval. We do an annual eval. They're meeting with their sergeant. They're tracking their progress. They're making sure that they are performing at an acceptable level. Then once they hit that year, they exit off of their probationary status and became a full-time permanent employee. Now, the reason I illustrate all of that is it's not just we click our heels, we hire somebody, and they start the next day. So when we're down...
You're talking about a year and a half easy.
Oh, yeah. So when we're down... I'll say 17 right now. Granted, some of those are mm-hmm. unfunded positions, but nonetheless, there are positions that are allocated that are we don't have bodies in them. If we were to, right now, they gave us all the money to fund all these positions, and we start hiring, we're still looking at a year and a half before, if everyone flooded the gates and we were to have
a year and a half
absolute
before you
success
could put somebody
before
on the
they show. Come full service.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a heavy lift. It's a long road, and I'm not speaking ill of the process. The process is extremely important. It's been tested, tried and true, and it's what we embrace and what we want to do to ensure that we have the best people serving our community, working for our department. But it takes a long time to rebound from the loss of deputies and to regain that traction and get back our staffing patterns up to where they need to be.
Tom, we've run out of time. God, Aaron, we've run out of time. You know, I could go for a year here without, you know.
No.
It was probably because I was with our former sheriff for an extended period of time on one day, and he's back in my head. Sheriff, rumors about retirement?
I am coming up on my 46th birthday here very, very soon. I'm not going to give you the date. And I am not old enough to retire yet. I have to keep working. I would like to retire. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to retire, but I can't. I have at least 4 more years to go.
Okay. Good questions coming through.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us here, Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you so much for what you do for our county. I've gotten to know you over this past.
We've had some good evenings.
Yeah, we've had, and but just knowing how hard that you work and trying to keep things under control when you're short people and money and all of these things, with all the way the law changes, the things that make it harder on our law enforcement, it's not an easy job. It's a very honorable job. It's one that